This is Jean de Malherbe at Galerie La Forêt d'Yvonne. We are launching a new exciting program, La Forêt d'Yvonne Project Room, dedicated to young artists. We are starting with this show, Anthropology, that brings together three young women artists who will confront their researches. One of the ideas of the project room is to put up an award, and each year the laureates would have the possibility to put up a solo show in the entire space. One on language with a project that's called Language Maps. Cadine, the artist.
Hello, my name is Cadine Navarro. I'm half American, half French, born and raised in Japan, currently living in France and following a residency in Ghent. I have been developing a project called Language Maps. It consists of collecting words, actually. And from these words, I am picking up on the vibration of the words, so the sound vibrations. And these sound vibrations are what creates these paintings or drawings, these water paintings, these images. So in fact, the work is really about vibration, about language, about the impact of our words, the impact of our words on ourselves and on our environments. So there's a connection also with space, spatiality.
On the other part of the gallery, Pauline Sarus, with an archaeological point of view.
Hello, my name is Pauline. I come from Paris. I work as an artist in Paris, actually. I'm also a graphic designer, and I really like to work on walls. I work with bricks, like normal shaped bricks, like the red one that you find kind of everywhere. I start reading a lot about Middle Age and history and fresco at that time. I like the fact it's not only painting, and I really like this effect on the wall, like you can paint and it's open. It's like trompe l'œil and illusion and everything. So I decide to work on the fresco meaning and to work on landscape, basically. I decide to work on sky. I didn't want to paint on the wall. I wanted something more like contemporary. That's why I chose the silver photography. And I decide to make my own sky. All the bricks are like revealed like that. And it's like puzzle, like it's a kind of reconstitution of a new fresco on a way. So yeah, that's the point, actually.
The third proposition is brought up by Julia Manset, who's been into the mountains, into the North Pole.
Hello, my name is Julia Manset. I'm living in France. My project is about exploration, and I like the moving space. I work a lot with ice, the iceberg, and I like the fact everything is like impermanent. I took photography in Iceland. I do work with dots, with a pen, and I try to speak about the time passing. I want to speak about the fact that everything is temporary. Being an artist, it's like to be an explorer, and you are trying to discover some new spaces in your mind and your spirit. We're trying to explore our inside like territories, and it's like an adventure.